is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you do not have to tell me that you're doing wonderful. You're having a marvelous, spectacular, amazing day. And people say, Dr. Sunday, why do you always say that? This is not going good. The political people doing this, the weather doing this, my family doing this. But let me let you know, we actually have to be mindful of how we perceive a thing. When we all perceive a thing, we'll say, God, this thing ain't right. But you know what? What the word said, all things work together. It does work together. I'm telling you, I'm a living witness now. When I'm in something that I don't care for, I understand. I totally understand. But you know what? In our purpose, in our destiny, we actually have to go through good. We got to go through what we deem is not good. But as I said earlier, everything works together to actually better our character. We actually got to get some of that, and I'm going to say it on international radio, we got to get some of that mess out of us so we can actually help people come closer and closer to their purpose, their destiny in life. And you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Woo-hoo! I just love it for your continued support and the things that we do that we have been entrusted to do, and we thank you for that. What we do is help people shine their light to the world, and what that light is your dreams, your goals, your passion, and, of course, your purpose and destiny. That's just for you, you, and you. That's what we do. We do that by you sharing that light, you sharing that message. And all our platforms, it's the same mission, it's the same purpose, that we actually bring you closer to your destiny and also the people that's listening as well. But you know, we're not going to delay. I actually have to ask them a question real quick. You know, we have to ask Dr. Renee question. And the question of the week, actually, it's always kind of interesting when people ask me stuff. But this is the young ladies. Wanted to know, Dr. Sunday, you have and she said, I have, but I always turn it around that I've been entrusted with so many different platforms, from the radio, the TV, the publishing company, the nonprofit organizations, and so much I'm a serving, I'm a part of the fivefold ministry and a speaker, you know, all these things that God has entrusted me. Let me put that where it's supposed to be first. She said, how do you get these witty inventions? I'm kind of paraphrasing what she said, but she said, how do you come up with these different programs and different techniques and different things that I do? But first of all, strategy is very important, having a strategy. I truly believe in meditation. I truly believe soaking in the Word of God. I truly believe prayer. I truly believe those things. That's my foundation now. That's what I believe, okay? Amen? But I'm a good, after I do that, I'm a research-holic. You know, I use technology to my advancement, okay? And that's what we're supposed to do, not all this stuff that we see going on. But we really do that as our team. And I come up with a strategy, but that strategy, I always leave room for the Holy Spirit to actually change it up. I mean, you know, sometimes it ends up being plan C that actually is what he wanted me to do because I ain't got A and B, you know, all out the way that I thought. But you know what? I'm so glad I have people in my circle, my inner circle, that actually push me forward in the things that I do. So the thing about it is my brand, you have to keep it fluid. And when I say fluid, that means flow. You have to flow in that season that is going on. You know, my minister voice is coming out. You know, Ecclesiastes says it's a time and a season for everything. So you have to be in tune to that. But I actually talked to her more in detail, but I wanted to give you a little bit in regards to that question. I just kind of flow. I keep my business and the things that I've been entrusted, I keep them fluid. That means that I allow the Holy Spirit to come and take over, change, and move some stuff around that actually makes it that people move forward to their destiny. Okay? But that's it in a nutshell. If you want to talk a little bit more about that, hey, we can chime on it a little bit later. You know how to get in contact with us. But we actually have a powerful, powerful woman of God with us today. She's a pastor. She's a kingdom strategist. I love it, love it, love it. And also a spiritual midwife. Isn't that amazing? I just love it. And also a blueprint builder. And you know, I was right in my heart with me being the platform builder. I like, let's build. But we don't want to delay. We want to get her in here because we have our pen and we have our paper. We have none other than Pastor D. Ron Shay join here with us on Good Deeds. Are you there?
Yes, I am here, Dr. Renee Sunday, and it is such an honor and a privilege to be with you and the Good Deeds family. Blessings to all of you. Amen. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're welcome. She's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to dive right on in quick on this. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, because, of course, I only tip the iceberg and things that's going on in your life. But and tell us more about the amazing things that's going on in your life.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Again, as you already mentioned, that I am a pastor and all those other things. I'm an international business coach and expert in the art of unleashing dreams and expanding untapped potentials within individuals, corporations, and ministries. I have a passion for information technology, which led me to obtain my master's degree in science in information system management, which have equipped me into being able to specialize in analyzing, developing, and managing systems to birth and expand individuals and entities into the next dimension of kingdom implementation. At this time, God is using me to just do so many things around the world in the hearts of his people. I am the founder and the CEO of the In the Church TV and Radio Broadcast, Divine Order Restoration Ministries International, the Kingdom Strategist Firm, the Chief Editor and founder of the Women of Influence magazine, and so many other global initiatives that we are doing. One thing that I'm very, very excited about, we have our Kingdom Strategies University, where we are teaching others how to maximize their potential and monetize their gifts and talents as a critical vehicle for fulfilling their purpose, making significant impact, and branding influence that can instantly and beautifully changed the world. I have released in this year, this 2017 year, God has utilized me to release a very powerful book called Abortions in the Church, Divine Strategies to Spiritual Deliverance, and it is helping individuals globally give birth to their dreams, their desires, their visions, their purpose, and their destiny. I am a wife to Eric Zorn, a dynamic husband, and I have four outstanding men of God, amen, sons that God has given unto me, and I'm so eternally grateful. My philosophy is this: a critical tool for self-development is learning how to cultivate, build, and release others into their destiny. And we are here today to unleash, unlock, uncover the kingdom within you, amen, as we discover this powerful book that God has given unto me to release unto the world, amen, in Jesus' name. Back over to you, Dr. Sunday.
I love it. You know what? I have this question, because I get this question a lot, you know, because God has entrusted me to do a lot of things as well. But first of all, I've learned to say it this way, actually. Is there a word called balance in all the things that you do?
Absolutely.
And if it is a term called balance, what does that kind of look for you, like to you, because you have been entrusted to do so many things?
It says that there's a time and season for every activity under the sun. And so it's about making sure you're doing the right activity in the right time, Dr. Sunday. So, and it comes with balancing. And, you know, what we do, and something else that I teach to help individuals balance their schedule, is looking at what is, you know, grabbing what is the top five things that are important to you that is a priority in your life and for your life, and making sure that I put that on a personal time management plan, and I make sure no matter what that I'm spending at least 80% of my time or my activity within my 168 hours a week that I have into those particular things that God has assigned me to, amen, that God has entrusted me with. Glory to God. So it is about balance. It's about time management, being able to optimize your time, eliminating time wasters so that you can maximize that in which God has placed on the inside of you. Back over to you, Dr. Sunday.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It took me a while, and my audience, y'all know, it took me a while to delegate things, because in the medical field, being an anesthesiologist, you know, I you know, it's more of a fact, FACT industry, and then my skill set and my training. And then the things that I'm doing now, all the, and I call this corporate America to me, because the medical field per se is not corporate America. And it's so different that you actually, when I meet people, sometimes I meet people in 1 minute before I have to put them to sleep. Sometimes I have the luxury of 5 minutes, 30 minutes, or something like that. But the key is, I, knock on wood, I rarely have had someone second guess me. Somebody may say, oh, you look so young to be, you know, and I'm like, okay, I love that. But I really, they may ask what school I've gone to or something like that. But in this, what I call corporate America, I have clients that are circling back now that have been watching me for 2 or 3 years. Then they buy. Me personally, that's not my my personality. But what I have noticed in the things that we do, unfortunate, I'm going to just say unfortunate, so many people have been hurt, church hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to bring that in, church hurt. And then we ball in our business as well. You know, everybody that say coach ain't coach. That's why I end up not calling myself. I don't know if how many people know this. I didn't call myself a coach because so many coaches, you know, you don't get the actual results that you want. But I'm so glad you said that because it's a learning pattern, I think, for a lot of people, especially if you're transitioning in careers, if you want to call it a career or your different passion and purpose, to learn how to manage time and then to I'm going to say sense the season that you need to do stuff. Let me tell me a little bit about that because that's going to get us on into your amazing publication you have. But I think a lot of people have trouble sensing that season of how I need to, you know, delve out my time. How do I mean, I've been in, let's say I've been doing this for a minute. Can I not go to something else?
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Your season, God determines your season. Amen. We know that God has declared a plan for our life. And so it's about it you really be able to tune in what season you in, the closer or the more in depth you are with your relationship with God. Now, usually for me, it's a push. He give me the revelation. Okay, this is what you need. And some things he'll give to me before time. And then when it's the time for it to emerge and birth forth and move forth, he will let me know, okay, you need to move now. And, you know, even if sometimes I'm dragging my feet, you know, he will have such a nudge in me to move immediately. So I know when it's I need to move right now or something that's going to happen further down the road, and I just need to prepare that it's coming, to know that it's coming and begin to in my preparation stage for it. But for me, it have always been, you know, just through my relationship with God and him telling me the who, the what, the when, you know, with, and the how, and just always giving me that nudge. When it's time to move, when it's time to go, when it's just information for what's coming further down the road. That's how it has always worked for me. Always worked for me. He's always spoken to me the, you know, what to do and when. And if I'm dragging, he'll push me, you know, give me a little nudge.
Oh, yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, don't feel, you know, some kind of way if that's not where you are in the process. I'm a living witness in the cool in my situation. I just want to do this to be kind of thorough, depending on where someone is. I actually had to get pushed in mine. Y'all know what happened. I lost my job not once but twice. The second time, I didn't have a ram in the bus. I went from six figures to zero in one day. So some people, it can be, even in my ministry and stuff that I do, a lot of times when I open my eyes, I'm already in it or I'm already doing it. We love it when God speaks to us, but a lot of times he speaks to us all differently. So if you don't hear the voice, I bet you he's going to send somebody, he's going to use nature, he's going to use something. Your he can use your enemy, too. Let me just keep it correct.
Yes, you are absolutely right, Dr. Sunday. He will use situations, circumstances, to also, because God is always speaking, doctor, and sometimes we're just, you know, we're just not right where we're trying to listen sometimes either, you know, as well. And just like he'll put, like I said, he'll have to push you there. Like you said, you had to, he pushed you into, you know, your destiny. He had to take everything away from you in order for you to see it. So, I mean, so you're absolutely right. Yeah, sometimes he'll do, I mean, those, what, that'll happen to you as well. That's why sometimes I tell people when they're, you know, they're fighting against the grain because they've lost their job or, you know, just certain situations happen. I said, wait a minute, let's back up and let's look at the hand of God in this situation and what it is that he desired for you to do, because he said all things work for your good. So it's a good in absolutely everything. And yes, sometimes we just, he just have to force us into where it is that he wants to take us.
Amen to that.
About
the, I just love, and I'm a, audience, you know, I love titles. In regard, let me make that clear. Titles in regards of how people name their church, how people name their book, they, you know, they purpose that God. I'm not saying, because I love when people call me Renee instead of calling me, you know, the things that, yeah, I'm not, so let's, let me make, keep, make sure I keep that 100, as the kids say. In regards of divine order restoration ministry, tell us a little bit, because I just love that in regards of the name, because it just draws you in to let you, you know, to you know, include everybody.
Yes, yes. First of all, you got to understand there is much in the name, and I, when I hear different name, when I hear the name of ministries or business or things of that nature, you know, it speaks volume. I can almost tell the story or the background behind it. And so what God has placed inside of me with Divine Order Restoration Ministries, our purpose is to restore the order of God, one life, one body, one nation at a time. And that, and the ministry was birthed, you know, I came out of chaos. I came out of a place where a place of confusion and so many other things that was going on, where it was no structure, where it was just, you know, just hell almost, if you could, if I could say that. And so where God had to restore me from the brokenness of life, from childhood growing up, and restore me back to my authentic self, into what it is and who it is that he called me to be before the foundation of the world, where he called me out of darkness into his marvelous light, and begin to teach me and train me the order, the structure, you know, of his ways and the things of that nature, and how I could take that and implement it in my life and become everything that he has called for me to be. And so that name, you know, that he gave unto me, you know, it comes from what he's done in my life to what he need for me to, what he need to do through me to help others get to where it is that they need to go. So we are so mandated with this ministry to definitely speak life into every situation, into the life of his children around the world, using different platforms to teach and train the word of truth so that they can be free in the things in which he has called forth unto them. Well, that one last thing, and I'm going to say this. One of the other things that he said to me when he gave me the name of the ministry almost 10 years ago, October would make year 10 when he gave it to me, and he said this, that my children, that there are so many people that do not know him, and then there are some that have turned away from him, and he wants to become a living, vibrant residence on the inside of them, and we are to rejuvenate. Amen. And we are to rejuvenate individuals with the word of God so that they can be refreshed and they can be renewed so that his glory can dwell in them. If you think about the name of the ministry, it is Divine Order Restoration Ministries International. But if you take that, the Divine Order Restoration Ministry, use it as an acronym, it stands for DORM, which is a place of dwelling. And God desire to dwell on the inside of us and be a living, vibrant resident so that we can walk in the fullness of everything that he's called for us to be. In Jesus' name, back over to you, woman of God.
Wow, that's powerful. I sensed it. But tell us, because now in the publication you have, I mean, this is going to just, we really need this. I mean, tell us a little bit more of how, I mean, I'm just so fascinated about the name again of the Abortions in Church, Divine Strategies to Spiritual Deliverance. Kind of Well, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you know how I am. You know, purchase the book. But tell us a little bit about how you arrived to that, actually, and how this is really going to set the captives free on this one.
Amen. Yes, Lord. I was on vacation one up in 2014, and God woke me up from my sleep, and he began to minister unto me that which was on his heart, the heaviness that was upon his heart about his, that he needed to get the word out unto them. And he began to talk to me about how Christians, how we are so radical about natural abortions, but he told me that the same thing is taking place in the spiritual realm, and we're very silent about it. And he began to minister unto me that the things that are taking place, the murders, the abortions, and things of that nature that is taking place in the natural, it is a small glimpse of what's taking place spiritually. So what is happening in the spiritual realm, and because that is going forth in the spiritual realm, that's why all the chaos and the confusion and everything is taking forth in the natural realm, because it's first taking place there. And so he began to talk about, you know, that it is time for the church to wake up, to have a spiritual awakening, and what is taking place. And if we begin to take care of the spirit of mankind, we will deal with it, would ultimately eliminate the death, the murders, the abortions that are taking place in the natural. Amen. In Jesus' name, back over to you, woman of God.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. That's a whole nother level. And then the thing about it is, there's so much going on in the world today. And people say, well, how did this happen in political? How did this happen in the weather? But the thing is, we need to, you know, the old people used to say it this way: go back to our first love, and our first love was about, you know, our Heavenly Father. Because we know that in the word, no one is consistent. But he is faithful. Mm-hmm. He's consistent. He's the same all the time. And we need to, some of us, and I'm not all of us, it takes a while to believe that, number one. And then we got to trust it. And then, like I always say, and walk it out, we got to have that relationship with him. But I want to ask you this, because she's just hiding a little bit on us a little bit. You actually have a workbook that goes with that. So with the workbook, are we actually walking out our individual things that we need to actually have spiritual deliverance with?
Yes, you do that. You do that in the book as well, but it is more in depth in the workbook. Now, in this workbook, God did some absolutely phenomenal in the workbook. You know, first it also allows you to also begin to train, to begin to identify, not just only in your own life, but also in the lives of others. In the workbook, you will have about 50 individuals out of the Bible where they would be in a situation where you're analyzing them in a specific part of the text to see if they are even having an abortion or a spiritual abortion, stillborn, or miscarriage, according to their situations that are taking place in the Word of God. And even with that, you know, you're able to, so you're analyzing them. But in terms of analyzing them, then you come back and you analyze yourself, just depending on, I give you different questions and things of that nature, and you begin to look at different situations and circumstances in your own life to determine if you're having a spiritual miscarriage, stillborn, or abortions. But in addition, in what caused you to be a high risk factor? Are you in a current state where you're having one of those? And if you're in a current state of having one of those, how can you overcome your current situation so that you would not abort the word of God for your life, the plans, the dreams, the desires, or that you won't have a spiritual miscarriage or a spiritual stillborn with it as well? So it is a very comprehensive training manual to assist you with yourself, as well as train you in it to also help your friends and the circles that you're in from having the spiritual miscarriage, abortion, and stillborn in their lives as well. But it first starts with you, and then you're going to be able to implement it in the lives of others.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. We have to really, start. You know, my grandmother used to say, if you point your finger at somebody else, do you realize all the rest of your fingers and your thumb is pointing back at you? I still remember that. So we got to sweep around our own front door like the Williams brothers. But I have to get to three more things, because the thing is, God has entrusted you, and we really truly thank God that He has entrusted you with so many things. But tell us about, because we have, you know, listening audience that actually want to be on different platforms and stuff. Tell us about your radio and TV show platform so we can actually tune in and support you.
Yes, absolutely. The In the Church TV and radio broadcast, we broadcast live every Monday night from 6 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In this particular broadcast cast, we are shining the light of God's word in the church. We look at the good, the bad, the ugly, and bring it on display and expose it and break down the word of truth so that we can begin to operate in what it is that God says according to different situations and circumstances. It is a platform where we educate, equip, empower, and employ individuals into their destinies as they learn and they're trained in the word of God. We don't just look at the church at large, but we look at the individual church as well, which is you and I. Amen. You and I, which is the church where God dwells, so that we can begin to deal with what's on the inner side of our hearts that are hindering us from walking in the fullness thereof, from being able to love one another, being able to have healthy relationships, being able to move in our businesses and our organization, and even in our ministry, the things that's on the inside of us that are causing us to be stagnated and procrastinating and hindered in the things of God that He has called forth in our life. We also, like I said, we look at things that nobody want to talk about, they don't want to discuss, and we don't mind discussing it. We even have our audience. So, hey, if you want to talk about a specific topic, give it over to us, and we'll deal with it. We'll break it down in the word of truth so that you will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Amen. Glory to God. So you can watch us every Monday night. You can go to either inthechurch.com or you can go to www.gospelbodyradio.org, and you can watch us live, or you can listen to the radio. We're also on TuneIn under Gospel Body Radio.
Do it. Me and her get together. You know what's gonna go on, right?
Right. You got to talk.
It's all God. But now we want to get in also about your. Tell us about your magazine, the Women of Influence magazine platform you have.
Okay, yes, absolutely. I have the Women of Influence magazine that God gave me. He spoke it unto my life so that it could be used as a vehicle or a platform to empower women, to educate, to equip them so that they can be impactful and influential in whatever spheres, regions, whatever it is that He has entrusted them with, from their home all the way up into the political system and the seven spheres of influences, wherever it is that He has graced them. We have so much power, Dr. Renee Sunday, we can't even begin to understand how powerful we are as women. And so as a woman, you have to understand either we're building kingdoms or we're tearing them down. And so God used that platform as a free global initiative to educate women in all particular areas of life and in their walk so that they can have the material that is necessary to be equipped so that they can expand and grow in the things that God has called for them to do. So we're just empowering women to be impactful and influential wherever God graced their feet around the globe. Amen. In Jesus' name, back over to you.
Wow.
Woman of God.
I love it. Now, this question actually, and the young lady made a request to say it quarter to the end because she got off work. Sometimes she can't get out the building until a certain time. But the engineering team told me that she's on here. Her question was, and I always love to hear this question as the answer to this question as well, because you are a seasoned pastor and you're a female. We we got two together. And women that's been called, being in the South, sometimes we still have the concern that people say, can women be the fivefold minister? Can women be this, that, and that? The question that she sent in, for someone that's actually, the word she used is emerging into the fivefold or emerging into their call, which is, you know, being on the leadership platform. And, you know, I wanted to throw my little part in there because when I got called, the minister said, and I loved it when he said that, Pastor Dan said, you know, you just now getting the license. You've been ministering pretty much a long time. So it's not like you're doing your, we didn't call it your trial sermon. We actually said your first sermon because you actually been ministering all the time. But talk about that because she really wanted that answer, some more insight because that's what she is. She's, you know, not the 10 years, but maybe 2 or 3 years, she said, in the ministry. And she still are feeling sometimes that men don't totally accept her. And of course, you cast those down. But, you know, it's always to hear what a seasoned person says.
Amen, Gloria, I'm very powerful. You said cast it down. The thing about it is, woman of God, just being confident in who you are. Because them not accepting you, that is, you know, that's of their insecurities that they have to deal with, that they have their issues that they have to deal with. And so it's to keep you free from being boggled down from those things. Just be confident that, and you know that God called you and man didn't call you. And he said, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And he didn't say it was just going to be man. He said, you know, he didn't just say it was going to be woman. And so don't allow a man or anybody to put you in a box. And put you in a box when our God is not in a box. Our God is much bigger than that. And so it's just about being confident in who it is that you are and confident assurance of what God has called for you to be in spite of the ugly faces, the ugly looks, and the nose turned up and all those other type of things. And just go forth in what it is that God has called for you to do. And you and Dr. Renee Sunday, she said something powerful. She said that they are here to shine the light, to shine the light, shine your light in the world. And that's what you do. You just get up and do what it is that God has called for you to do, and you let your light shine. You just continue to be a city on a hill that shall not be hidden. Amen. In the name of Jesus, no matter what. Glory to God. Back over to you, woman of God.
I love it. I knew she was going to put it on there, on it. But, you know, time goes by so quickly here at Get These. If we missed anything that we didn't address, please share that. And then follow up of how we can actually, you know, become a part of your amazing platform, the things, all the things that you've been entrusted to, and how we actually can support you on social media as well.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. What I do want to say, again, this book, Abortions in the Church, Divine Strategy to Spiritual Deliverance, if you are having issues or you have been delayed in birthing, if you have uncertainties and moving into things that God has called for you to do in your life, it is a must read, a must get, because it is a medical training guide to help you overcome every obstacle that has been hindering you from moving forward in the things that God has called forth in your life. Most importantly, it identifies it and it helps you with overcoming those things as well so that you can shine for the glory of God and usher in the glory of God through what it is that he has called forth in your life. You can definitely contact me on inthechurch.com. You can go to my social media page, and I'm going to give you inthechurch.com social media pages as well as In the Church on Instagram as well as Facebook. It's In the Church Live on Twitter. And the way that you can definitely help with continue to get the word out by sharing, liking our pages or following us and sharing the information on your platform to continue to get the word out. In addition as well, you know, if you're in the Atlanta area or the region of Atlanta and you would like to be on the show, you can fill out a guest information there. And I definitely would love to have you and allow, you know, the God to utilize you on the platform as well, because we do love, amen, fellowshipping with God's people and bringing the glory of God around the world throughout the nations. You can also reach me at my email address is dz@drashayzorn.com. DZ@DeRoncheZorn.com, and that is DZ@DeRoncheZorn.com. And you can also meet me on my business. That is my business website. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. If you need someone to help you, to coach you, or a consultant, or consult you into moving forward in what it is that God has called forth in your life, because again, I am the kingdom strategist, and I will give you biblical principles on how to develop the blueprint that God has placed inside of you and give you strategies to help you begin to develop, grow, and mature into your destiny. In Jesus' name, back over you, mighty woman of God.
I love it. Woo, Lord. You know, she still gets you to running, but you know what? What we always say, when you get excited, emotion, make sure we get understanding. I truly, truly believe that we actually have learned some amazing things that we can apply to our life right now, that we can actually move forward in our destiny. Woo, woman of God, I just love it. I love you, love you, love you. First of all, we want to thank you so much for being in your purpose, because that's the whole thing, that you actually walking in your calling, that you actually are a great steward of things that you do. And I always say this, when God can trust you with stuff, he'll allow the more and more doors to open, and you're doing it in a spirit of excellence. So, ladies and gentlemen, just support this young lady and the things that she do, you know, because that's the number one thing in networking. When you support somebody else, they'll support you. Amen. So we just thank you again also for being a guest here on Good Deeds.
Amen. It was such an honor and a privilege to be with you, Dr. Renee Sunday, and the Good Deeds family. Thank you guys for having me, and I just pray that God continue to bless you, and God continue to expand you guys' territory just for the open door. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Bless you, mighty woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Woo, ladies and gentlemen, I know you're going to be ready for this replay real quick, so it'll be very soon. You know, we on iTunes, we on Speaker, we on YouTube, we on several other platforms. Of course, our website, if you want information about how to advertise and sponsorship, about our publishing company, want to be a guest on Good Deeds Radio and TV, we got a lot of publications coming up. We have some collaborations. If you're a prayer warrior, get in contact with us. God is expanding us. He's doing some amazing things. But if he's not just doing that, I got to say this, he's not just doing that for one or two people. He's doing it for all of us. And we got to believe it now. We got to trust him. We got to walk it out. And the website is www.reneesunday.com. That's R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, like the day of the week, H-U-N-D-A-Y.com. And also, if you need assistance with something, our nonprofit organization can help you with that. If you need scholarships for school, if you need a need, we actually help you with that area as well. Amen. But the thing to remember, you, I'm pointing at you. You do have a calling. You do have a reason why you were born. You have a reason you're here on this earth right now. You got to do the three things I always say. That God has just gave me those words. I think that's my little mantra. You got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out. And you know what to say with me together. You got to don't stop. You got to get it. You know, I love you, love you, love you. But guess what? God loves you best. That's most important. If you need me for anything, even prayer, I forgot that, you know, prayer changes things. We actually going to be starting to do prayer in my watch hours. My watch hours is 3 to 6 a.m., so we're going to be doing prayer. We're going to do it on the social media networks, amen? Because it's prayer changes everything, amen? But remember, God loves you, okay? This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.